Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Speakers and changes in our lives. I know my life has changed by being involved in Living Free from the Pain of Divorce speaker series. Remember our first week with Healing the Pain, Emerging Stronger? You heard ideas about how to heal your fear. You were able to experience the feelings of being empowered. Our second week was Finding Your Way, Reclaiming Your Life. You learned how to take charge of your life, and you discovered the power within you. This week, we're waking up to life's possibility, creating the life that you deserve. You'll be able to find out how to connect with your deepest desires and understand how to consciously create your life. So I'm hoping by now you've had a glimpse of understanding of my statement of what if divorce was not a mistake or failure, but an opportunity to open up to the greatest, grandest version of you. Richard Bach states that there's no such thing as a problem without a gift for you in its hand. Hopefully you see this summit as part of the gift you've been given to help you, and that this summit has been the beginning of your awakening to just what is possible for your life, and that you can see how vast life is when you open to the possibilities, and finally, that divorce doesn't have to define the rest of your life. Be encouraged today and know that your answer is closer than you think. Today's session will be Lighten Up Your Boundaries, how not to take on others' energies to be free and powerfully claim your space in the world. Crystal Hughes will be with us today. So as we do when we come together, we always do a centering exercise. So if we'll just take a moment and close our eyes, to connect with all the wisdom within. Take a few deep breaths and just allow yourself to sink deep within you. Just trust that everything you need is within you. Let go of any thoughts or worries that you may have had from the day and just give yourself permission to be right here. Have an attitude of faith and expectancy, knowing that the good things that you are seeking you. Make an intention that you're willing to take a big leap forward in your life. Take a moment to feel like what that would look like for you. Just enjoy it. Feel your energy when you think about that. Take another breath and just come back to the call. Wow, I can just feel energy mounting when you start thinking about what kind of leaps in your life that you want to take. It can be exciting, but it also can be scary as you contemplate what that might be in your life. But all of that's fine, the scary, the exciting, as long as we keep moving forward. And that's where the attitude of faith and expectancy can help us. You can have grown into the next safe step and be ready to live it. You just call on your highest power, your angels, your guides as you're changing. There's a lot of support for you. The world is here to support you when you ask for it. Thus, the statement, ask and it shall be given. You are in for some powerful changes today. Just hold on and get ready. Today's interview with Crystal Hughes will be on lighting up the edges of your boundary, how to not take on others' energy, to be free and powerfully claim your space in this world. Crystal Hughes is an inspiring, holistic life coach specializing in self-development and transformation. Crystal facilitates seminars on the power of the mind to manifest, conquering fears, and relationship strategies. She's passionate and soulful as she motivates people every day to discover their purpose. I love listening to Crystal on her calls and other calls like this. You can just feel her energy, and it's just amazing to hear the changes in people that she's able to facilitate. So you have chosen a grand call if this is the one call that you're on. Crystal will be doing some live reading so that you'll want to be on the call. If you're on the phone, press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, you can write in your questions in the box. So, welcome, Crystal. Why don't you start and tell us about your journey and how you've gotten to where you are today?
Hello, everyone, and thank you for being here with us today. What a pleasure it is to be here with all of you, and it's really great to feel everyone's intentions for learning this new information and really coming into a place of taking back your power. So for me, that moment of taking a stand and taking back my power came after a divorce, and that was quite a while back. I went through a period of time where I was giving it my all in relationship. I had an amazing husband, and we were creating our lives. We had property, and we had a beautiful airplane that we would fly around, and we were doing service work together, and I thought that I would be with him forever. Unfortunately, he ended up having a back injury and getting addicted to medication and to drugs. And that led him to being very aggressive with me, to actually falling into a very deep, dark place that triggered him into even using alcohol with those prescribed medication and drugs. And he began being abusive. And I remember within me there was that very strong self that said, oh, you know, I'll hang in there with you. I'll be with you. I'll stand by your side. Let's get you help. And I was looking at him as, you know, he really needed help. Unfortunately, he wasn't at the place where he could receive that help. And it progressively got worse. And we were together for 6 years. And there was a point where I just had to take a stand and take a stand for myself and say, no, this is enough. I'm not going to let him abuse me anymore. And at that moment, I knew that I could walk away, having known that I had given everything to our relationship. And so that was my turning point. I knew I had given enough, and I knew at the time that I needed to save myself. My self-esteem was so low. I thought, you know, I can't believe that I got myself into this situation. And then I had this fear, you know, that being divorced would actually not be very attractive for someone else. Like, someone else wouldn't want me. Nobody's going to want me after I've been divorced. And also, I had given my whole being over to his dream. You know, I was working for him. He's a dentist, and I was working for him round the clock, created two practices for him, and our life revolved around him. And I knew that I had contributed to that I gave too much of myself. And so here I was, down on my knees, really in that place, determined, but actually claiming to the universe, with my prayer, let me know who I am. I need to know the truth of who I am. I need to know why I'm here. I need to have direction and guidance, and I refuse to do anything that I don't love doing for a living. And with that prayer/declaration, really taking a claim and a stand for myself, everything started shifting. Now, first, it was very difficult, obviously, you know, financially, just walking away. But I found that I had help and support from my friends and my family. And also there was this spark that came up, and beyond the spark became the soul whisper. And this whisper said, you know, you need to support others. You need to support people in understanding who they are and their purpose. But it wouldn't come for quite a while. And for me, I had given myself a full year to learn who I was. And I was going to a therapist, and she says, you know, tell tell me what it is that you want to do. And I said, well, I want to help people. I want to help people overcome their challenges. And if they've gone through what I've gone through, something similar, I want to really give them the tools to learn to love themselves. And I said, so I think I should become a psychotherapist. And she looked at me and laughed, and she goes, what are you talking about? You don't need to do that. She says, you know, maybe you just need to write about your experiences and to learn a little bit more about who you are. So I ended up going and sitting in front of my fireplace and writing out a list of all the things that I love doing. And on that list actually came out hypnosis. And I thought, well, that's odd. And I was writing, you know, interior design, because I was certified in interior design, and, you know, my art and all of that, and writing it all down. And the next day I was out exercising, and I saw, when I went to get a tea, I saw this magazine that said, would you like a career helping others? And it was for the Behavioral Science Center. And long story short, I ended up going and learning all about the mind, about our personal power, the states of being that we have. That's where I got my certification in clinical hypnotherapy, where I did clinicals with people. I actually was taken on to and welcomed onto the staff there, became a professor, learned neurolinguistic programming, and became a counselor for the students. So everything shifted within that time, but I had given myself that whole year to cleanse and to clear and to emotionally empty out. And what I discovered is that I had no boundaries in my relationship, that I had fully given myself over. And when you give your power over to someone, there's a point in time where you will be asked to take it back, and you will be asked to take a stand for you. Even if you feel like your life is empty at the moment, there's no hope, or that you just simply don't know, and maybe you even have a spark of possibility, but you don't know how to take those next steps, there needs to be a healthy sense of self. You need to learn how to be powerful in your own space and how to claim that space and hold that space. Now, for me, I went on to learning that I have these abilities. And I had people that would show up in my world and support me with these little messages. And they started telling me that I had these gifts. And I really denied it for so long. Because I knew that I had certain capacities for helping people, but I didn't want to open myself up to showing or sharing those gifts because I thought that people would look at me with a certain eye, or, you know, their perspective or their judgment would come upon me. But actually what happened is I couldn't hold back. I couldn't hold back my spirit. And that soul's whisper that said, you need to teach, you need to support, you need to be out there, that became a loud roar. And all of a sudden, with my clairvoyance opening and my clairaudience and all the abilities that I have, my intuitive gifts, it met that opportunity. And so here I am today, being able to look in and peer into people's lives, into the energetics of the dance that they've had in relationship, and to be able to know if the contract was really over, if there's any energetic ties, and how to support people in really claiming their space and claiming the truth of themselves and opening up to the next level and the next chapter in their life.
Wow, that is so fabulous, because it is such the example that we keep showing. And just like I started talking about, really trying to shift the conversation about the divorce, that it can be an opportunity for you to step into the grandest, greatest version of yourself. And my gosh, Crystal, what, you know, you did exactly that. And what great gifts you're sharing. And look what would have happened. We wouldn't have been able to have your gifts in the world if you didn't have the courage to take, you know, to take those steps. So thank you. So share with us how to not take on other people's energy. You talked about how you really gave away your power. And so how do we not take on those other people's energy and be able to be free and really claim ourselves?
Yeah, well, one of the steps that you have to do is just recognize the energetics of the dynamic, okay? So this is what I didn't realize, that I'm a highly sensitive person. And when I was in that relationship with my ex, I was actually taking on the pain in my body. I mean, I gained weight while I was with him. I lost it right after. I mean, within 2 weeks, a week to 2 weeks, I dropped all that weight. There's an energetics that happens when we're in relationship, and it's an energetic contract that we take on, and we take on a lot of their baggage, their ancestral baggage, their karma, their personal emotional energy, the struggles that they're going through, you go through. Now, when you begin moving away from or out of that relationship, those energetic ties are still there. You might find that you still are talking like them, or you have their same antics and the way you animate yourself. And we really have morphed into a person that is part them and part us. And so when I started really looking into it energetically, it was because I couldn't get the energy away from me. I couldn't clear this person's image out of my mind. I couldn't stop forgetting the situations that we had been in, whether it was good or bad. And there was this tendency for me to continue to go back and play over and over in my mind what had happened. Could I really have made changes? Could I have stayed longer? You know, all of these things. And again, it was over that period of time when I was trying to find myself. And so in looking at it, we really get that we take on that person's energy inside our body because we love, because we say things like, I'm going to love you forever. I'll always be here for you. And we mean it when we say it, right? But what happens is unconsciously, we open ourselves to really taking that on the energetic level. And so we respond to situations by now kind of checking out, disassociating, kind of distracting ourselves and avoiding the pain. And we avoid our inner world many times. But it is necessary in order to reclaim our space and in order for us to be free of the pain, the emotional pain and suffering that we might go through, is to clear out that person, and not only clear out that person, but understanding that we also take on the energies of our parents, and we take on their patterns, and we have those kind of locked in to our own subconscious mind. And for me, I have a very particular standpoint and viewpoint of what that means. The subconscious mind to me is not in your brain, right? It's not something that, okay, I'm going to just slice this brain and I'm going to look at someone's beliefs. It actually is in your energetic field. We each have an aura. We each have an energetic housing. And so when we move in with someone, when we're sleeping with them, our energetic housing, which is about 3 feet around your body, actually merges with theirs, and we begin taking on the energies and the essence of them and their karmic issues that go way back through their ancestry. So when we're talking about really getting free, I mean, I'm going down to the deepest level of clearing that person's energetics out of your body. You might just find that you release weight. You might just find that that pain in your right knee is gone. You might just find that you actually aren't the depressed, sad, disappointed person than you thought you were. That maybe you were taking on this other person's thoughts and emotions and thinking that they're yours because you were merged. you allowed yourself to fully give. And there's a way to give and to have healthy boundaries. But what we have to do is we have to look at those parts of us. We have to look deep into the patterning. What are the personas that we have, the patterns that play out that are animated in our world? What personas do we have that can't say no to someone, that are still living off of this codependent tendency? And I know for me, growing up as a child, my parents didn't have boundaries either. And I remember my mom always, she would do anything for my dad. And it would just drive me crazy. And I thought, even as a teenager, I thought, you know, this isn't right. And eventually, they became abusive with each other. And that's why I attracted my partner, you know, my ex-husband, because I was used to that abuse. It was in my subconscious blueprint. And so I was, even though I was saying, I'm never going to do that, I'm never going to marry someone that's abusive, I'm going to have a totally different reality. As strong as I am, I still created that because it was the outpicturing and the reality of what was in my subconscious, which is really being held in my energetic system and my own housing. So it was already there. So we're talking about clearing and releasing all the energetic pollution, all the thoughts, all the emotions and the feelings, because we are these psychic intuitive beings. And we can have sensory overload when we have stress, when we have conflict in our relationship, when we've been betrayed, when someone is holding back their ways of being intimate with us, right? And then what happens is we kind of flip. Maybe we were an outspoken, lighthearted, loving person, and now we're withdrawn. And now we're angry, and now we're resentful, and maybe even bitter. And then we have sweeping statements that we might lay out and play out in the world. And so we want to begin to notice our own thoughts and experience and begin witnessing. And we want to no longer allow for this energetic trespassing. Because I can tell you that even after your divorce, even after you have separated, that person can still come energetically and visit you, right? Energetically, they can pop up in your mind, and it's like, oh my God, I can't get him out of my mind. How do I do this? Well, there's actually exercises and processes that you can do to clear a person's energy out of your body, out of your being, releasing and letting him go. Are you having dreams of that person still? Are you suffering in a sense because your dreams that you had laid out in your future lifeline, what you thought you were going to achieve together, now those have kind of crumbled, and you need to release the grief and the mourning over that. So what we're talking about when we're talking about boundaries is really our energetic anatomy and our energetic field. And we're talking about clearing and releasing all of the thoughts and the experiences that are still plaguing us, the pain of the past, and all of the emotional baggage that we're carrying.
Wow. So as you do this, so this is what you're talking about as you talk about energetic healing for people that maybe don't really understand it. But I know you talk about, you know, it has to be like the body, mind, and spirit. And just like you said, there's so many connections to so many things that they have to do that. So share with us how the energetic healing happens and how do you rid yourself of those trapped messages? You mentioned that there were some exercises and processes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what you have to do is you have to first learn about the anatomy, right? I mean, how do you clear something you don't even know what you're clearing? So you begin learning about what it means to make an impression on the world. How do you affect others? And that's why, you know, if you don't take back your power, if you don't take up the space that the universe has given you to share your gifts, to share yourselves with someone in a positive way and a powerful way, then the energy fills in the gaps, right? And so in talking about this, we're talking about that we are more than the body. We don't hold those thoughts and beliefs and emotions just simply in the space of our mind for a few seconds. They really reside in the deeper parts of us. And if you've ever had that sense of, wow, you know, you could finish someone else's sentences, then you know that you're actually, you've been enmeshed with someone and you've been entangled with their energy, that you're in the flow. And it can be a good thing because you're already connecting kind of telepathically, right? You're in that flow with that person. And you might make that mean whatever you make it mean. But we have to be careful when our patterns pick our partner. And the undoing of that is the releasing of those karmic ties. It's the releasing of these karmic bands. It's the burning of the contracts that we have had. And so you begin learning about your energetic anatomy. You start learning how to cut those cords and clear out the energetic centers that you have in your system. And so I'll give an example, these little chakras, right? The chakras that we have, and you may have heard that before, the chakras that we have are these energetic centers. And these energy centers are like little fans that spin, you know? It's like they have little fan blades, they're just spinning. And what they're for is to draw in universal energy force to support you and your physical body. Now, what might happen is you might walk into a room and you feel the energy where people have been arguing. You could literally cut the tension with a knife, right? And that's where we get that saying, because it's thick, it's heavy. No one has to say anything. And you can feel when two people are angry at each other, right? And so you're feeling the energy of the space, but what happens is these little spinning chakras, these fan blades, pull in universal energy force, and guess what they're now pulling into your body? They're not pulling in love and joy and happiness. They're pulling in the anger. They're pulling in the resentment. And it kind of clogs up those fan blades, just like you can't see the evidence of the dust in the air, but you can see the evidence as the accumulation on a fan. You can see it on the fan blades, right? That's what happens to us. And then what happens is we lower our vibration, we lower our sense of self and health, and we start to actually even sometimes go downhill, not just with our emotional or mental capacities, but physically, we just don't feel good anymore. Now imagine that you've been doing this your whole life. You've been in the environment of two people arguing. Maybe you do come from a childhood that's been abusive, or someone has intruded on your space or invaded you. Maybe you've just been around people, even in your work, where someone is controlling or manipulative, or they just zap your energy like an energetic vampire. You're feeling it because they have somehow penetrated into your field, or you just not knowing how to protect yourself energetically have taken that on. And it comes through this, you know, just the littlest ways. You know, for me, I'm very, very sensitive, but some people don't realize that they are too. And I had this experience where I had this new hat, and I was hanging out with one of my friends, and my friend was there, and as a little funny joke, he took my new hat and he put it on his head. And then he took it off of his head and he put it on my head. When he put my new hat on my head, I could feel the chaos going on that was going on in his energy, in his mind. I literally could feel it. There was a residue on that. So how many times have you thought that something was yours, some emotion was yours, or someone's energy invaded you and it really wasn't yours? How many times have you thought that someone else's energy is your energy? And what if you could get a clear delineation of your voice, your higher self voice, and that you could tell the difference between what you're thinking and feeling and when it's someone else's? Well, when you have clear boundaries, you understand that. You don't feel sad for someone. You don't literally feel sorry for someone. You don't take that on. You know when to give. You know when to pull back. You know when to set a healthy boundary, whether it's someone asking you for $200 or, you know, whether it's someone that you feel like, okay, I'm going to just go buy groceries for them and give them that. So you have to be able to make that distinction. And many times you've been judged. You've been judged by others, and their projections have come onto you. And guess what? Their energy projections have power over you. If they hold you as a person that's unreliable or not trustworthy, then you're going to have a tendency to act that out in the space of them, right? Because they're throwing that out onto you. So when we talk about projections in relationship, it actually has energy. And many times we may have judged our partner, our ex, and we may be blaming and shaming. That energy actually goes out and hits them energetically. They take it into their being. And so we want to be clean. We want to call back all the energy we've projected, and we want to send back all of their energy. It's time for us to restore our boundaries and to consider strengthening our energy field, to know what really defines us. Do other people or your parents or your peers or ideologies even define you? Do the knowns from your subconscious mind define you? Your paradigm from your childhood, your ancestry that you've taken on, you know, or your blueprint. Does your blueprint have you attracting these people?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's powerful. It's really powerful.
Well, and
to think about it.
Yeah, it's so wonderful, because all the times that you hear about pay attention to the environments that you go into, and, you know, you go into a room and it's negative, you know, choose something else. And it really shows the power of our consciousness about being able to make other choices also. But just knowing this then helps you really understand the dynamics of how you live your life and how you need to choose to live your life so that, like you said, to be able to set these boundaries and not take on other people's energies. And it's really hard because we're so, you know, social, our society and everything. Well, do you want to go to some calls, Crystal, so
sure.
People can actually see how you can help in this situation?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that.
Okay, if you're on the call and you would like to ask Crystal a question, then press star 2. Or if you're on the webcast, I know we have some questions. We can take some of those questions. Are you ready? Let's do a webcast because I didn't see any hands raised.
Sure, yeah.
Are you ready? Okay, we have one coming from Forrest. And my question in context, hi, Crystal. Your work and processes have been a big value to me on many levels, especially in calling in supportive people and energy and releasing what is not in my highest good and best interest. Thanks much. As we open into a greater unity consciousness, operating more fully from the heart, the boundary piece regarding personal relationships can be challenging, especially in an intimate relationship, even where and when the divine yin and yang is constantly being honored and cultivated. My question is, how to best stay connected in a loving space without separation and disconnection in an intimate relationship when the personas and patterns of being human continue to surface and present themselves? Sometimes it's a tricky dance to manage these. Any insights are appreciated.
Yes, yes. So one of the things is that we first have to be aware of what patterns we have. Well, guess what happens? And this is why it's tricky. when you're trying to stay centered and grounded in your space of your heart and be open, that other person's energy, without them even having to say anything, can trigger you. It can energetically trigger your patterns, which I like to look at as personas, you see. So if you imagine that you have maybe a persona that has a tendency for jealousy, right? So we would call that persona the jealous one, okay? Now, that's not you as your higher self, but maybe you've never been jealous before with anyone else, but with this person, you're triggered in jealousy, and you don't know why. You don't know why. So the person doesn't even need to say anything to trigger you. So first off, the most important thing is to identify and just let those personas come to your awareness. How am I triggered by this person? How am I in their space? And you have to know yourself very deeply in order to do that. Now, what I found that works is to always be in a witness-observer place. You're always open in that moment, but you have to have your awareness inside your body, okay? So the trick is, if you have your awareness inside your body, and what I mean is your attention. Your attention's not drifting away on the next moment or how you're going to impress her. Your intention is to stay in the heart, and your attention is in the heart as well. All your awareness is inside your body. From that place, when you get triggered, or even if someone invites you to a party or invites you over to their place, you need to tune in. When your awareness is inside your body, you are at power. That's what I mean by taking back your power. All your energy and your awareness is inside your body. So what you're practicing is holding the awareness inside your body. And then you tune in and say, is it for me to offer this person, even if it's your body in that moment, right? Because sometimes you might have a new mate that wants to get intimate. Do you know if it's time to be intimate with that person? Tune into your body. Ask your body on all levels. Emotionally, does my body want to be with this person, yes or no? Physically, does my body want to be with this person, yes or no? Mentally, does my body want to be with this person? And spiritually, does my body want to be with this person? And you can run any question through that. Just like I said, whether it's offering energy, which is money, to someone, or whether it's offering your body to someone, whether it's determining your conscious relationship with your ex and how you're going to set healthy boundaries. You know, I had one client who had an ex-wife that was so intrusive, right? He found a new mate, and the divorce was final, and she still wanted to control and manipulate. And so they went on this vacation, and she was sending his parents information about where they were vacationing and creating this whole, it was like a horrible scenario of jealousy and envy, because she was telling his parents, well, see, they didn't come and visit you. They went over here. She was still in it. Still trying to create this upheaval, okay? And so what we found was that he needed to get really strong and set a very healthy boundary, to the degree to which he was not even allowing her to drive up into the driveway in order to drop the kids off or to pick the kids up. And these are the things you have to trust yourself and your gut and your experience. It would not have been healthy for him emotionally, mentally, physically, or spiritually. And it wouldn't be healthy for him in his new relationship, her coming to the door opening the door, and all of that. So you want to release any sense of guilt or any of the emotions that get in the way. Keep your awareness inside your body, and then ask yourself and run it through emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, is this for my highest good to say yes to? And then again, your awareness in your body allows you to be present to those personas, to the patterns, and to shift those. So that's what I would suggest with you and your beloved mate right now. When you're in that space of intimacy, you can still hold true to yourself, and you can feel into, or you can know, or you can ask, is it for my best to do this or do that, or even how much do I want to offer in this moment, or how much do I even want to take from that other person energetically at this moment?
Thank you. Thank you, Forrest, for your question. We have another one from Ellen that says, I have a persona I call controller, and I've been trying to heal from a breakup 5 months ago. I set a boundary with him to not have contact because it was too painful for me. And what controller does is tell me 20 times a day to call him or see him so I can hear him say he still loves me. Then I question my boundary. What should I do with this persona?
Good question, right? How many of us haven't done that, you know? It's like we're spirit, right?
I think it was 5 times,
And I've had this with clients, you know, it's like one moment we're in session and they're really strong, and I've identified, okay, you have a persona, you know, and what's happened is it's because they have a history with the same person. I had one woman for 15 years. She was having these little rendezvous with this guy. They had never even been in a committed relationship. 15 years. 15 years. She committed herself to him, but it wasn't a real relationship. He had these other girlfriends, and in between the girlfriends, they would hook up. So it was literally just this person that she would hook up with, but it lasted 15 years. And it was because she had a persona that was insecure. And this insecure persona was taking her out and causing her to be split. So what happens, and what I see specifically here, is what she's calling the controller is actually she's split. Part of her wants to stand for her truth. She says, no, I know this is right. But what I'm seeing is the persona is still hooked into him energetically. The hook comes right in through the sacral chakra, which is right below the belly button. Okay? And that's our area of sexuality and creativity and finances even. And you'll find that that persona outside of you has an addiction to that ex. It's really an addictive behavior that has you so set to connect and to just hear those words one more time. Or have you ever had it where you don't care about getting back with them, but you want to know that they're in pain over you leaving or them screwing up the relationship, right? There's still that part that says, oh, man, I hope he knows, you know, when he's with that other person that I'm still the best lover, or I'm still, you know, whatever it is, the best mother or the best caretaker or the brightest or the most radiant, the most beautiful, whatever it is. That part of you, you cannot have running you. So what you want to do with the personas, it's very important to disassociate, get them out of your body, pull your own energy that's acting out in that way by asking, what does that persona look like? Get them out in front of you and start to profile them. What is their behavior? What do they have you convinced to do? Start seeing. Now, the way to undo a pattern is to clear the emotional attachment. Remember when I said your chakras are pulling in energy from the environment? Well, guess what happens? Your mind takes a snapshot attached to that snapshot or memory is emotion. So you now have emotion, which is the glue that holds that image into your mind, your mental bank, your photo album in your mind. How many of those pictures and images do you have of your ex still in there? And you're trying to get away, but this persona is attached and addicted to his energy, and you're hooked in. So you have to unhook. You know, and we say this in our languaging, right? We hooked up. I'm hooked on him. You know, it's an energetic hook, okay? So you clear the emotional energy out of your persona, and you replace it, and you, as your higher self, stake claim to that energy that used to be the pattern, and you reprogram it by giving it a new assignment and saying, hey, it's not okay for you to be addicted to him. I'm clearing the emotion of sadness that actually has you stuck in that addiction, holding all those images, and I'm going to replace that with confidence and courage and trust. And you replace that energy, and you're going to see before your eyes that persona, what she looked like or what he looked like before, they're going to change. Literally, they will change in your inner imagery. And you can begin programming by giving a new assignment and calling them back in. So that's the process that you want to use.
Okay, thank you so much. We have a caller on the phone. Would you like to take that one?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, Bakersfield, California.
You're
on the line. Hi. You want to ask your question and Crystal will answer? Hello?
Where'd you go?
Bakersfield?
They might have muted themselves out.
Bakersfield, are you on the call? Pardon?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Hi.
Hi.
What's your question?
Oh, sorry. My question is, I continually have relationships with emotional, like, vampires. I constantly have friends who try to suck me dry and cling to me.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
As soon as I kind of cut the tie with one of these types of friends who sees me as a mother or sees me as some sort of unhealthy support system, another one pops up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, this brings us to an interesting topic, because remember I said that sacral chakra is the finance, it's the money center, it's the sexual center, it's the creative center. What I'm seeing is a lot of cords plugged into your creative center. They drain you. They can even drain you financially, right?
Mm.
So what happens is the tendency to let people enter, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing a hole in your aura. And the hole is in the front, the lower area, right from your waist going down, okay? So when you think about that, these holes that we have are called leaky energy, right? It's when we leak out our energy. But what it's really about is not feeling strong or confident enough to hold that stance and to really claim it and not move. You have to be unmovable. So there's a part of you, and what I'm seeing is I'm seeing this little girl that's kind of twirling around. She's happy. She's in a little dress. She's probably about 6 or 7 years old. And this is your persona that wants it all to be fun, wants to be able to play, wants to have people to play with, wants everybody to be happy. Okay? But what she did is she took it on as her job to make people happy and to get them out of suffering so that they could have fun and play with her. Right?
Yeah, that sounds like
yeah. So what's happening is we've got to, one, heal that persona. So do the exercise that I just took everyone through, okay? So heal up that little girl. And then what I'd like you to do is work on the hole that's in your energy field, okay? See, our boundaries are full of deviations. We could have dents, tears, holes. We could have bulges. We could have elongations. We could have a flimsy aura. And all of these things, each one has its own identification as to what's going on as a pattern. So for you, you've got this hole, but it's really that you, at some point, I don't know if it was 6 or 7, whenever it was, because sometimes I get the image of the persona, but it happened way before then, right? That something wasn't fun in your environment, so you took on trying to create fun. So what I'd like you to do is work on clearing that. And then you're going to want to work on that leaky energy. So what that means is you've got to energetically now fill up that hole with your own energy and say, hey, nobody's getting through this. Nobody's getting beyond this boundary. And any fears that you have that you won't have anyone to play with if you finally set a healthy boundary, right? Or if you're not there to help people out of suffering, that they're going to continue to suffer, you want to clear those patterns, okay? So do some work on the mental beliefs, all right?
I always assumed I was, I always assumed I was doing for others what I wanted people to do for me. Is that part of the problem?
Yeah, it is. It is only because, remember I said, these personas act out of an emotion. When you clear the emotion from a lower vibrating emotion, right, for her, she's sad for other people. She wants to help them and help them get out of suffering, but she's giving herself away to do it. Not okay. Giving her creative energy away. There's the distinction, and I'm going to make that now for you so you understand. Your creative energy is your creative energy. When you give away your creative energy, you've now lost energy and you're drained. What about this? What if you connected in to the universal structure of the grid, right? You connected in and you called forth universal energy and you offered that. It wouldn't drain you. That's what healthy boundaries are about. You have all kinds of power to call forth energy and to offer it up to people, but it doesn't need to be yours. It can even run through your body and run through your being and have your energetic signature on it, but you are not offering up your energy. The personas, the fractures that we have fractured off from ourselves, split. Part of me wants to do this, part of me wants to do that. It all comes because we've disconnected from the divine. We have to reconnect. Reconnect to our own light, honor our own energy, not give it away, and then powerfully call forth the energies that we want to offer up for other people. That's the distinction.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, Crystal, that was a great distinction. You said that very clearly about the whole idea about not giving away our power, but allowing us to tap into the divine if we're connected to it. And so, wow, that's great also.
I am the number one. You know, I had a huge giver persona. My giver persona was so big. I mean, in relationships, oh, my God. Oh, goodness, I went from one to one. You know, all these takers, right? And then I was giving so much in my practice that I couldn't even move my body at one point. I remember one of my girlfriends who's also clairvoyant, she saw me. I could barely move. I'm not kidding you, barely walk. And she looked at me. She goes, oh, my God. You've got like 20 people in you, you know? And I said, what? I didn't know what she was talking about. It was when I first started becoming an energetic healer. And I said, what? And she goes, oh, my God, you have literally helped them, but you've taken on all their stuff. She says, that's not how you clear energy for people. You don't take it on for them. But that's what I was doing. Because you know what? That's what I did for my dad when I was growing up. My dad had so much shame in his body and so much shame because he was an alcoholic and he was an abuser, right? So he violated me and my brother. So you can imagine he would get drunk and then he would do this horrible thing and then he would feel guilty and he would feel shameful, right? And so my dad was just this big ball of shame and me as this little sponge, you know, this little light. I would just try to help my dad. I knew even back then, I remember telling my mom, you know, he needs help. He needs help. Get him help. And I always forgave my dad. Because I saw his higher self and I saw the pain that he was carrying. But I learned back then to take on and sponge up all of someone's suffering. And it doesn't help. You cannot be the truth of who you are and live as your higher self and carry all of the baggage and the pain of your mate or your family members. You can't do it, or your friends. And I had to make some really clear decisions about releasing some of my clients even that I had been with for years because they weren't healthy and their expectations of what I was supposed to do for them matched my giver persona, right? And so as I shifted my giver persona, they got upset and I started setting healthier boundaries. So we all have to set healthier boundaries right now. There's a whole thing going on, right, with people being able to invade your space. And we even get it through TV. We get it through email. We get it in all kinds of ways. And it's harder and harder to just be present to ourselves and to live our lives. But we also have to look within. We need to see what personas we have. We need to check out our boundaries. What are the deviations in our boundaries? You know, do we not feel safe to express our needs? And so there's a deviation for that. You know, do we have self-inflicted injuries? We don't like ourselves, so we try to, you know, escape from ourselves. I mean, there's so many things that go on, and you also see it in other people. You know, I had an ex-boyfriend that had horrible leaky energy, and it was so sad for me because I really loved him. And we went to this retreat, and his ex-girlfriend was there. And I saw firsthand this leaky energy with his ex-girlfriend, and I pointed it out to him. And in fact, what happened was someone got on stage. It was a husband and wife, and she was saying that he had leaky energy, and it was the example, and it was such a close example. I started crying. I was sitting next to my boyfriend at the time, and he looked at me and he said, "Oh, is that what you mean? That's what you mean when you say I have leaky energy?" And he got it, and he shifted it, right? But that tendency to just, you know, to overly flirt or the innuendos, all of those things, we have to be cautious and we have to know when we're actually letting our energetic boundary down and enticing someone with passion or with play and welcoming them in, and it's not healthy for us.
So how does one know if they have the leak, you know, their aura's leaky or distorted, full of tears?
That's what I teach. That's in this program. Yeah. You learn about your energetic system. You learn how to read your own energy. You learn if you're corded or hooked into someone. You know, there's learning how to define your boundaries and do a proper cord cutting and to clear the energies and how to source light so that you're deflecting unhealthy energies. You know, you begin learning about energy transference and what it is and how you might have these little psychic ties with people, right? And you're taking it on. I mean, it's very important for you to know how to handle your own energy, and it's not taught in schools, right? But it's everywhere. And so with the sense of, wow, what am I really needing to learn and what am I needing to understand? This is where we've gotten to. We've gotten to the place where it's vitally important for us now. We have to know what it is that we're doing with our energy. And we've given it away in the past. We've gotten ourselves into horrible situations. And, you know, I just have to say something, too. I've done this where I stayed way too long. And then I got really angry and I became a victim. And I said, how could he have done that to me? How could he have hurt me? I stayed. Well, maybe you weren't supposed to stay. Maybe your contract was done. And maybe now you have permission to just be you. And it's good to just be you.
Yeah. I mean, just like you said, you know, we need to be putting our gifts out in the world. So, well, why don't you take a moment and tell our listeners about the offering that you are doing, Lightening Up Your Boundaries and How Not to Take on Other People's Energy. Tell us what all is entailed in that program. You started, but there's so much in it that would be helpful to all of us in trying to set up these boundaries that you've been sharing with us.
Yeah, you know, it's so beautiful to come together and be in a place where everybody is unified with the same intention and what they're wanting to do. And I think that, I just have to say, is the most valuable thing, because we've got a membership site that we're offering for people to be a part of. And in the membership site, you're going to be able to go through and listen to these empowerment sessions where I take you through actual processes, okay? Each one of these experiences of listening to the discourse and then being able to have the process run through you. And what I mean is you're actually being guided. You're being guided through a journey right then and there, and a process that's going to help you clear. So we have 5 sessions that you'll be able to attend. And with that, you're going to be able at any time, I mean, it's ready now, you're going to be able to go in and you're going to listen to session 1. And you're going to go through, you're going to go through the processes. You'll actually have videos. So it's live coaching videos where I take you through that same process, and you have it available in a PDF. So it's all right there for you, everything that you need for each one. Now, each experience will take you through certain things, right? So as you go in, you're going to find that we have to start out with really having you understand what the elements of stability are. How do you stabilize your energy, right? How do you align and anchor your awareness in your body, like I was talking about? How do you really get grounded? How do you connect in with source so that you can channel that? And then what we found is part of taking on someone else's energy is because you get emotionally overwhelmed. So how do you rebuild your own mind and your own capacity to stand strong? We do that exercise. We learn how to have you hold in and balance your own masculine and feminine inside your body. It's important to be balanced so that you can, you know, have the strength, right? And also have the clarity, the wherewithal. So then you're going to repair your radiant bodies. You have to learn how your aura works for you and how to actually extract someone energetically from your field, how to identify the karmic bands, any karma, anything that you have where you're tied in with someone. And this is the frustrating thing, right? Because you just knew that this person, you were supposed to be with them. At some point, there was a tie. There was something that was a bond that was created, and it was strong. And now you have to disband that karmic bind. How do you do that? And the dynamics that you might have, right? You have to learn how to undo those dynamics that you have with that person. Then we learn about the chakra system, how to restore those, how to chart and cleanse and balance them, okay? So you go through, you learn how your chakras can actually communicate lessons to you because of the experiences being stored there, how to get a sense of what projections you've been putting out and how to clear those and how to release those projections that have been thrown your way. How to clear out the chakras and to balance them. And then I love this part because in session 4, we're going to go through awakening your psychic senses and your support system. So, you know, it's not psychic in the sense of like, ooh, it's out there. Everybody has this ability to tune in. And so when I say your psychic senses, I really mean your ability to use your senses to heighten your sensory acuity. What does your aura look like? And how can you connect in with that and start communicating? This is just an extension of you. But, you know, it has so much information for you. So that's where you get to see if you have dents or tears or holes or bulges. And then go through and learn how to heal those and clear them. To actually check your chakras to see if they're clogged or torn or pulled to one side or wedged open. See, these are all, there's an imbalance that's created when you go through transformation, but when you've stayed way too long, when you're going through that next phase. And so we also learn about the Tower of Light and how to protect your energetic system and your bodies, and then how to source light and to retrieve your divine essence. It's so powerful. In this one, what we do is we literally have you draw the pieces of your soul back to you from any time, any place that you've ever felt powerless, any time you've ever felt victimized. You're calling your energy and your essence back. And we also have you learn how to extract your whole entire paternal lineage. All of your ancestral's baggage, their karma, all of their heaviness, maternal and paternal, and then reclaiming the womb, because what we found is that a lot of energy is stuck in the womb. And so a person can hold a lot of that. And you never knew how to claim your space in the womb because your mom's thoughts and her emotions and all of that was literally being fed into you. She chose what to eat, right? And in fact, I had an experience recently where this person had such an aversion to smoking. I mean, he hated it, you know. And what we found was that he actually had such an aversion to smoking because his mom smoked while she was pregnant with him. And so we
wow.
went back to the womb, right? You go back to the womb and you clear it out, yeah? And so it's just so powerful, these exercises and processes. And so you're retrieving your essence and you're calling them back and you're traveling literally out into the universe and calling them back from every experience that you've had. Think about the accumulation of powerlessness and how you can now reclaim that. So that's lighting up your boundaries. And you will have all the archives as well. So all of the previous ones that I've done, you've got audios to listen to. And within those audios are these sessions where you get to hear me answer questions just like I did today. And the reason why that is so valuable is because many times something is in that blind spot or in your unconscious and you're not even aware of it until someone else asks the question and their answer, their wisdom from their higher self, as I channel that, triggers a response in you. And it's an aha moment. And those are so valuable, like little gold nuggets, right? And so you get to do your work around clearing those. And I didn't just leave you, right, with this without giving you the tools. You also have included in this package the energetic management system, which are the 5 core exercises with videos and PDFs and audio downloads. You've got the emotional security system, which is another 5 audios and videos and PDFs that you can go through. So you're learning the basics of energy healing and clearing and working with yourself and how to, again, bring your own light into your body and into your being. Then what I love about this is that we're going to be doing some live calls together, and those live calls are going to be in the Understanding Emotion series. So if you can see there on the page, the special offer page, you're going to see that there are all of these emotions that we have that are these primary emotions, and we're always experiencing them, right? Confusion, sadness, anger, jealousy, fear, shame, guilt, anxiety. We have these emotions. We don't understand what they're trying to tell us. We just feel overwhelmed by them. But what I want to say is, these emotions are actually action indicators. They tell us something specific. Anger tells us we need to, hey, look out. You need to set your boundaries stronger, okay? So sadness says, you know what? It's time to let that go. It's overdue. You need to release it and let it go. You need to let it be washed away. Each one of these emotions, so we're going to be in our little energy lab. I like to call it an energy lab where we do live demonstrations. So you might even have an opportunity to work with me to do actual healing work, not just a reading session. And so we all get together as a community, and we work together for about an hour. We do actual demonstrations, clearing, and I also take you through some exercises. But it's really about putting emotions into perspective so that you understand what their language is. So it's not about dealing with emotions. It's really about understanding where they're trying to lead you to. Like, what's the knowledge that they're trying to bring up for you to understand? So that's the package that is lighting up your boundaries. And again, you're going to be able to have that, and also some just basic PDFs that I like to have and offer you, which are the actual diagrams of what your chakras look like. So you get your radiant chakra PDF, your radiant bodies, which are about your energy bodies. You get reading your aura guidebook, reading your chakras guidebook, and then there's a couple little surprises as well that you'll have access to in that membership site and that you'll be sent. So I don't want to give it all away, but that's what you're going to get in lighting up your boundaries package.
Wow, that is absolutely fabulous. You'll be able to get that by going to Crystal, that's C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L dot livingfreefromdivorce.com. Wow, makes me want to jump on it right now, Crystal. Thank you. That is just amazing.
Well, I want to support everyone. I know going through this experience, I've gone through 2 divorces, actually. The really abusive one was the second one, but I married really young, and I'm the queen of patterns because that first one got a back injury as well and got addicted to medication, and so did my second husband. So I can attest to duplicating patterns, and now I have to tell you that I'm in the most loving, beautiful relationship, that because of all the cleansing work that I did, I knew to say no. You know, I have had so many opportunities to marry again. I've had over 7 proposals, and I knew not to say yes to those. It's just as important to know your truth and to know when to say no and when it's not right, and to be able to stand in that power, as it is to be able to say yes when someone comes in that actually is your energetic match.
Wow, what great advice. So do you want to take, we have a number of people on our webcast and people on, okay, so let's take, I'll give you one of the questions on the webcast, and then we'll go back to the phone line and see, I know we had a couple callers, and see if they're still there. This one is from Amber. It says, hi, Crystal. I've been in failed relationship after failed relationship, kind of like what you were just talking, maybe. Chocked full of energy vampires. I've lived and learned the value of setting boundaries and staying true to myself. Currently, I'm in a one-year relationship, which I'm curious if you can see whether or not I'm giving too much or if I'm setting the proper boundaries. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing your gift with us.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I'm loving these questions today. This is so great. Okay, so I'm going to just tune right in and see. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a little imbalance, a tug in the back sacral chakra. Again, that's below the belly button. So if it's in the back, right, it's going to be really down in that lower area, almost to the base of the spine, not quite, below the waist. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a little bit of charged energy there. It's heated, okay? And so the cord that I'm seeing is hot on your end. And what I'm seeing is on his end, it's a little cool, okay? Now, what we need is we need that across the board. We just want a nice, glowing, warm sexual cord. Okay, so when we're in a sexual relationship, we have a specific cord, and that's called the sexual cord, and that's in our sacral chakra, all right? So with that cord, you want it warm. Now, I'm going to tune in and see what this means, that his side's cold and yours is hot. So let's just check in and see. And what I'm seeing is a pattern about 2 years old. You were 2 years old, okay? And this pattern is formed. And what happens is it looks as if you have this desire to be met, to be seen, to be adored, really to be loved up, and you're not getting the attention that you need or that you're not getting enough. Let's just say that. So what happens is you overwork your system and yourself to try to get that attention. And maybe you've seen kids that do that as well. But this persona, right, 2 years old, this persona is working herself up and really needing more than what I can see him giving. Okay? So we're gonna have to regroup. All right? So what this means is I want you to work on that 2 year old, that persona, and I want you to start fueling her with love. And all the beliefs she had about not being able to be enough to receive love, let's go ahead and have you clear that. So the primary emotion is what you need to get to, clear that energy, and then go ahead now and replace that energy and give her a new assignment, okay? And then that's going to balance out this sexual cord that you have, and I feel like the energy is going to be a little more balanced. You're not going to get overheated, right, energetically. And he's going to be able to feel like he can offer you what you need. Okay? Thank you.
Wow, thank you very much. This is from Morgan. Hello, Crystal. Sometimes, particularly in romantic relationships, there's a persona that keeps taking me out in regards to knowing and maintaining healthy boundaries. I was wondering whether you could identify the strongest culprit. The one who can't say no, the vampire attractor, or the one who doesn't know how to set boundaries.
Yeah.
I'm really ready to transmute and reclaim that energy and would welcome your insights.
Yeah, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Here's what I saw. I saw this persona that is like a dried up, grape, like a raisin. I mean, she's literally just all dried up, right? And as I look at her, I know this sounds so strange, but it's like she has these little tiny eyes that are just slits. Like, I'm looking at her and she's just so dehydrated. And she just so wants and yearns for someone to actually be capable to show up with quality love. Okay, so if you look in, this is the culprit, right? And this is the one that wants people to show up with quality love, but she keeps getting disappointed. People don't match her energetically, okay? So there's got to be a belief that she's holding, and I don't see that it's unworthiness. Okay? It's not unworthiness. Sometimes we go directly to unworthiness. This is not unworthiness. Okay? This is one that doesn't believe that she can, and I know this is going to seem like a little double-edged sword or double bind. She needs someone to match her energetically, but internally she doesn't feel like she's going to be able to handle the love. Okay? So there's fear around being able to handle the love. So you've got this part of you that doesn't think, oh, my God, I don't think I can handle this. Can I really handle this? It's too much. And then the other part that's totally dehydrated and drained and shriveled up and is frustrated because people can't match her. So now you can see why you've been playing out these patterns with people in life, because you're split, and it's like a double bind. So it's easy to undo, okay? You want to work with each of these personas separately. So I see the one that's totally dehydrated as this little kind of dried up girl that looks like a raisin. And then the other one, I don't see an image of her. But she definitely has a fear that she can't handle it. And it feels like she kind of goes invisible or she tries to hide. Okay? So work with that dynamic and clear the emotion in both. And then give them new assignments as you replace the new emotional energy.
Thank you so much for your question. We have another one from Vancouver. My question is, if you can look at my 7-year-old daughter, connect with her higher self, and let me know, what does she need from me as a parent that I'm not fully attending to?
Yeah,
thank you, Crystal,
sure.
And love and blessings to you.
Yeah, you know, and this is so important, and I go into this a little bit here as well in the boundaries class. It's so important because until our children reach 9, they are in our aura, and we hold them energetically in our aura. Now, especially the mothers, but the fathers take over when the mom's not there, okay? So if you imagine this, right, your daughter is 7 years old, so you are still responsible. So that's going to allow me to just go right in and connect in with her higher self and to see what she's needing. So she is needing a bit of faith and trust in her. And what I'm seeing is there's a level at which I see you telepathically connecting with her, and I'm sure you know that you're very telepathic with her, but she needs to feel like you trust her to make the right choices or to be able to complete on something. So what I see is a battle with a persona within you that wants to overly mother or overly, I don't want to use the term control because it's not really control like that, okay? But if you were to kind of tone down control, what would that be? What would that look like? What persona would that be? So she needs to feel your confidence in her. So what I want you to do is I want you to help build up the foundation energetically with, underneath you and share that with her. So you're gonna tell stories about how you made a confident choice and how you made a confident decision. And when she does something that you can tell that she actually put forth her consciousness into it, that you always acknowledge that she did it with confidence, okay? She was brave. You feel that she was really insightful in that moment. And just speak to her like an adult. And also, you know that you can teach her these exercises, the energetic management system and the emotional security system. You can teach her those exercises. I've worked with 7-year-olds before, and they pick it up really fast, very quickly.
Thank you for that question. We have another question. I think it's Bente from Norway.
Okay.
Hello, Crystal. I have a question for you related to something that happened when I visited my mother yesterday. I haven't seen her for 9 months and wanted to pay her a visit. Before I went, I worked on how everything would be, but when I left, I was totally drained and had to go to bed because I didn't manage to stay awake and I was totally exhausted.
Whoa.
I thought I had done everything regarding this. So what's going on? Blessings.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Yes. She plugged right into your crown chakra. I mean, I literally see like this suction cup, you know? It's like this suction cup on a tube. And it just went, and it just took over your consciousness. Like literally, have you ever had someone that uses the term, I want to pick your brain? You know, that's so disgusting, right? I want to pick your brain. So, you know, this is similar. It's like, I want to gather all of your wisdom, all of your intuition. I don't trust myself. I'm seeing the energy, and the sad thing is that her not trusting herself and secretly relying on you, but projecting something other than that, okay? And so let me just go in and tune into you. What caused this to occur, or what has it okay for that suction cup to come down? So let me just check and see. Oh, goodness. It's in the back. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing a blockage in the back of your throat chakra. And I'm seeing you about 10 years old, and you're contemplating. You're contemplating because what I'm experiencing is that you outsmart your mom. That you, and many times that's the case, right? The generation, the younger generation, right, has a different capacity now to be in this world. But you outsmart her, and I'm seeing jealousy from your mom, okay? Now, what happens is you're contemplating holding back your power because of your mom. And it's as if you don't want to hurt her feelings, all right? So I want you to work with the 10-year-old. And I don't want you to work with it as a persona. I want you to work with it as a 10-year-old. Your 10-year-old. So you're going to float back along your timeline, and you're going to focus on that time when you were 10, and you're going to go back to that moment. Just ask your higher self to take you there. That moment when you were contemplating whether to withhold your smarts, your intelligence, your intuitive wisdom, to withhold it because you didn't want to hurt her feelings. You didn't want to outshine your mom. And clear the jealousy. It's a big issue most people don't even think about. I had a really close friend, and I saw a dynamic. I saw that she was actually jealous of her mom. And sometimes we don't think in those terms. Sometimes mom is jealous of us, and that's what's happening in this case. But in other cases, we might be or have been sometime in our lives jealous of our mom's relationship with our father. That's always a good one to go into. If some of you want something to do in your spare time, go in and start working on that one, because, oh my goodness, it's so great when you release these tendencies that you don't even know you have. And your relationships will reveal that you have made a shift. They will. They'll change.
Well, thank you very much. Well, our time is nearing the end, and I still have some questions. But in closing, Crystal, I want to remind everybody that you can get Crystal's package at Crystal, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L, livingfreefromdivorce.com, and she can help you, like if you didn't get your question answered. This package could probably help us work through some of the things that we're wondering that Crystal could answer for us. So, you know, Crystal, is there anything that you would like to close in saying, that an action that we could all take just from your session today that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, and I think that what I'd like to do, if it's okay, is to just take everyone through a process of actually knowing what it's like to light up your boundaries and to source energy and to just come into that place where you feel the power of that energy and having done it. Would that be okay if I did that?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So if you just want to drop into your heart space and imagine now that your heart is very warm. It's a place that you want to be. It's a place that's safe for you now. And so as you are in that heart space, you're just resting in the heart. And what you're doing is you're now going to ask everyone that's in your heart space, your personal space that doesn't belong there, you're going to ask them to leave. You're going to ask them to not only leave, but to take all of their energy with them. And just from a loving heart space, you're making this powerful request. You're letting them go. You're sending them away, and all of their energy goes with them. And so you are now reclaiming your space in the heart. And so you allow your heart to now connect in with that beautiful divine grid of energy. Imagine this structure of energy like a 3D golden grid, illuminated, powerful, strong, and right in the center of your heart space. That's where the vertical and horizontal lines meet. And so you now are so connected in, you are feeling as if the universe is now holding you, securing you. And it feels good. And now I want you to imagine calling forth all of the energy of your power back to you. And you're asking that the high vibrational frequencies of true love, confidence, trust, and courage are now filling up your body. Begin filling up your body and imagine it like a golden liquid gel filling up the body. And every cell is opening to this energy. Every cell is being saturated and refreshed with this pure life force energy. You're sourcing light now. And you're even now allowing this light to flow through into your past. And this light is now going to every point of pain. It's illuminating that point of pain with healing vibrational energy. And everything is beginning to shift now from a point of pain into a point of power. As where you once were restricted, closed down, shrinking back, withholding, now you are allowing yourself to be in a point in your life where you're powerful, feeling full of your self, your higher self energy, noticing your worth, taking up space in these events, in these moments, and allowing everything to shift all the way back to now. And as everything is shifting back to now, I want you to imagine overflowing from your heart space into your aura, your energetic housing. Again, it's like this beautiful egg around your body. It's an egg shape about 3 feet above and below your feet. On either side, it extends out 3 feet front and back, filling that space up with your vibrant energy. Filling it up. And allowing yourself now to flip on the switch and light up the boundaries. Light up and illuminate your boundaries and energetically send out the energy, almost as if you're pushing out towards the outer edge of your boundary. You're feeling a force run through you and you're pushing it out so that no one can enter your space unless you give permission. No one can penetrate your space unless you agree. And now you know where you end and others begin. Lighting up your boundaries. And now, if you're willing, give yourself permission to take up this space daily. To start to get to know who you really are. Is it possible for you to accept that now is the time that maybe you never really knew who you were fully? It's time to accept that you deserve to feel the you that the world is waiting for. You no longer need to punish yourself or make others feel better by taking on their energy. It's time for you to be you and to live a free and fulfilling life. Take up your space in the world. Share your gifts, especially the gift of being you, your being, simply you. Simply you. And as you come back into this moment now, know that you can be illuminated like this to take back your power, to take up the space anytime during the day. Come back into the now slowly and gently, loving yourself. And so I just want to say thank you all for this time together. It's been a pleasure to share and to connect with you. You're all brilliant beings, so just go shine your light and expand your brilliance into the world. Much love to you.
Thank you, Crystal. It was so great to hear all the ways in which you are able to open up listeners to new energies. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we will have Tony Burroughs with us, sharing the new paradigms, living by manifesting. Tony's a fun, lighthearted speaker who tells stories to his audiences about the intention process and how it's changed people's lives for the better. As I do each day, I'd like to leave you with this closing affirmation. There are no limits to life. Miracles happen for me. I let go of any resistance to the greatness that seeks to express through me, and I embrace it. I'm grateful. Thank you, and we're so grateful that you're with us as part of your journey. And we look forward to you being with us tomorrow, noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much.